Tras un día de lucharla, te mereces una recompensa. Una Modelo, la marca de los luchadores. Así que sírvete esta dorada y refrescante lager. Porque tú sabes que cuanto más grande sea la lucha, mejor sabrá la recompensa. Pusiste las horas, el esfuerzo, el trabajo duro. Tú eres un luchador y esta cerveza es para ti. Modelo, la marca de los luchadores. Todo con medida, importada por Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. And we have breaking news to get to over at Fox News Channel. And my inbox is blowing up right now. Starnes, what in the world is going on over at Fox News? Well, I can tell you right now that there is quite a bit of chaos over at the Fox News corner of the world. And there's a lot of questions going on right now, as word leaked out just a little while ago that Tucker Carlson and Fox News have parted ways. Now, that is the official lingo that Fox is using, but you have to wonder who in their right mind would just leave a program that's making you millions and millions of dollars. And by the way, Tucker's contract was not up. Fox is not talking. They're not saying why Carlson is leaving the network. They are not responding to any emails, and I doubt they will. But all of this comes as the network has agreed to pay nearly $800 million to Dominion Voting Systems. It also is coming just a few days after Dan Bongino announced that he was leaving the network. Now, on that particular one, they cited contract negotiations had broken down. So it's unclear if Tucker got fired, but clearly something is not right at Fox News Channel. And there is a lot of upheaval. Now, you have to wonder, did Paul Ryan, who sits on the board of directors, did he have any sort of sway in what went down today? And we are fairly certain that over the next couple of hours, new information is going to leak out over exactly what happened. But here's the question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Are you still a Fox News viewer, or is this the last straw? Now, if I were Newsmax, I would already be knocking on Tucker Carlson's front door. But who knows what Tucker's going to do? Megyn Kelly has made a great name for herself doing a digital show, and Tucker Carlson has a huge following, a pretty massive following, and I suspect that he's going to be just fine at the end of the day. But the question is whether or not Tucker goes somewhere else, or if he starts his own media empire. Which he could very well do if that's what he wants to do, or he could maybe even go back to another cable news network. You know, CNN making some very interesting moves, hiring Charles Barkley and Gayle King. Is there room for a conservative, or at least a libertarian, in the CNN lineup? And if that's the case, I think Tucker Carlson shoots CNN right over Fox News in the ratings. If, in fact, that's what Tucker wants to do. So, again, this is a bombshell, ladies and gentlemen. No two ways around that. And people are already wondering what is going to happen. The headline at CNN, Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Here's how the folks over at CNN were reacting. Cut 19.
And to CNN, Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. The right-wing network just announced the two have parted ways. CNN senior media reporter Oliver Darcy is here with more on this. What are you learning? He was out on Friday. Will we see him say goodbye?
We're not going to see him say goodbye. This is really stunning news coming from Fox. They say his last show was April 21st. They put out a very short statement. They say they thank him for his service, and that's it. That's all we know right now. But, of course, this comes days after. Last week, you remember, Fox News settled this massive defamation lawsuit with Dominion Voting Systems over the election lies that it promoted in the wake of the 2020 election. So they paid out $787 million, the highest known defamation settlement ever publicly known in U.S. media. So this is coming days after that. Unclear, of course, whether this is related. It's kind of hard to imagine that these coincidentally these things happen. Tucker Carlson was sowing doubts about the U.S. election results just up until the last few weeks. So it's possible that there was a relationship there, but really big news. And I should also point out that they've stuck with him really through quite a lot. Like, yeah. He has promoted conspiracy theories about the vaccines. He has said things that are just blatantly anti-immigrant. He has, like I said, promoted doubt about the 2020 election. They have stuck with him throughout all of this. So, you know, really shocking news that now he's no longer with the network.
Yeah, the big question, as you say, is why now? Fox has let their number one people go before. I mean, yes. Bill O'Reilly, they pushed out when he was number one. They're doing this now with Tucker Carlson.
All right. Well, yeah, there's a big difference there. There was an issue involving scandal with Bill O'Reilly. With Tucker Carlson, it seems to be his crime is being a Trump supporter. But more importantly, and I think this really trumps the support for President Trump. I think the bigger issue is Tucker Carlson was pushing the America First agenda, and he was calling out the Uniparty. He was calling out the globalist. And we all know that Rupert Murdoch, Lachlan Murdoch, those guys are all globalists. They're not Americans. They don't care about us. They're coming to America, and they're making money off of us, but they don't care. They don't care about the United States. They have no vested interest in us. And I really do question whether or not, because in the calculations, in the calculus that was going into this, people at 1211 Sixth Avenue, Fox News headquarters, they're actually considering the Bill O'Reilly factor here. They believe that they will survive and the audience will stick around if they get rid of Tucker, if they get rid of Bongino, if they got rid of Hannity or Ingram. They believe the power of the brand is so strong that nothing can destroy them. Now, do you buy into that? I mean, you folks listening to this program, you are the Fox News viewers. Will you stop watching Fox News Channel as a result of this? Will you cancel your Fox Nation subscription? Will you call up your local radio stations and ask why they're carrying the Fox radio product? 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. We're going to open up the phone lines this hour for this breaking news. Your reaction to Tucker Carlson leaving Fox. It doesn't look like it was his decision, folks. It sure doesn't. Again, our telephone number, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Scott in Maine, listening to us on WLOB. Scott, your reaction to all of this?
Oh, I am so furious, and I'm going to tell every single conservative that's out there to get rid of your Fox connection. I've already done it. They're off my phone. I am done because I am tired of the fact that they've done this. Tucker Carlson did a great job on the January 6th information. They even had the videos, and all of a sudden we can't watch this. Excuse me? I'm sick and tired of the fact that they've gone after Dan Bongino. Mark Levin's going to be next. Hannity will be next. So will Laura Ingraham. Tired of it. Let's, as American citizens, as conservatives, and I trump that, and no pun intended, let's go and cancel out everything and punish Fox for what they've done. And Murdoch, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Period.
Scott, I like the way you're thinking here, and that's the way to do it. Send a message. Cancel everything. Delete the app on your phone. And I will tell you this, at least Newsmax is owned and operated by Americans. And I thank God for Chris Ruddy and the great work they're doing over there. But this is really shocking because this tells me that they're going to crack down. They're going to crack down on all Trump conservatives, all America First conservatives over at Fox News Channel. It is a new day over there, Scott. All right, appreciate that call. Now, according to Fox, the resignation happened, what, a few days ago. And we're just now getting word. So what you're about to hear is Tucker Carlson giving a speech on Friday at the Heritage Foundation. So a lot of this is starting to make sense now. Let's take a listen to that audio.
As you look around and you see so many people break under the strain, under the downward pressure of whatever this is that we're going through, and you look with disdain and sadness as you see people you know become quislings, you see them revealed as cowards, you see them going along with a new thing, which is clearly a poisonous thing, a silly thing, you know, saying things you know they don't believe because they want to keep their jobs. If there's a single person in this room who hasn't seen that through George Floyd and COVID and the Ukraine war, raise your hand. Oh, nobody? Right. You all know what I'm talking about. And you're so disappointed in people. You know, you are, and you realize that the herd instinct is maybe the strongest instinct. I mean, it may be stronger than the hunger and sex instincts, actually. The instinct, which again is inherent, to be like everybody else and not to be cast out of the group, not to be shunned, that's a very strong impulse in all of us from birth. And it takes over, unfortunately, in moments like this, and it's harnessed, in fact, by bad people in moments like this, to produce uniformity. And you see people going along with this, and you lose respect for them. And that's certainly happened to me at scale over the past 3 years. I'm not mad at people, I'm just sad. I'm disappointed. How could you go along with this? You know it's not true, but you're saying it anyway? Really, you're putting your pronouns in your email? You're ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's what's happening at Fox. And I can tell you, Tucker Carlson did not compromise. And I say good for you, Tucker. Now, this brings back and harkens back to what happened with me. Now, back in the day, the illegal alien crowd and their activists came after me, Tucker, Sean, and Laura, among others. I was the only non-TV talent, so therefore I was the expendable guy. But they got all riled up because I was using the phrase illegal alien invasion. And that was about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. Lachlan Murdoch became so enraged that he fired me. I was given the heave-ho. They decided to cancel my contract. Now, we were already in the middle of contract negotiations. They had offered me a contract. And I had my agent go back and say, no, we're not happy with that. So we were in the back and forth when all of this happened. And one of the Hispanic groups actually sent back a scholarship check to Lachlan and said, we're doing this because of what Todd Stern said on the radio. And the following day, I was told through my agent, you know what? We're done here. We're not going to continue negotiations. We're going to call it a day. Same thing happened to Bongino. Same thing just, I suspect, happened to Tucker Carlson, because, again, we don't have all the details. But I can tell you this, Tucker never compromised. He never compromised. I want to go to Terry in North Carolina. Terry, your reaction to this breaking news.
I'm really upset. We don't have most conservatives sit back and just take it and take it and take it, because we don't want to be called a bigot. We don't want to be called a racist. Tucker at least had the kahunas to speak for a lot of people. We're not racist. We're not bigots. We just want things to be not so crazy. And this is ridiculous. I just heard this on your radio show a few minutes ago, and I'm upset, because where is our voice going to come from? He speaks for a lot of people in America. And, you know, if he goes to Newsmax or goes somewhere else, you know, we'll follow him. But I'm just so disappointed in Fox News if they're the ones that initiated the separation, because they may survive without Tucker. They survived without Bill O'Reilly.
Terry, let me jump in here. And I hear your passion. And this is emotional, because when you're talking about conservative media, there aren't that many channels, and we are invested. You know, we put our blood, sweat, and tears into all of this. And the same thing with this radio station. But let me tell you what's going to happen. Terry, when I left Fox News, everybody thought, oh, that's it for Starnes. Do you realize that hundreds of radio stations that carried my product at Fox left the network with me? So we were able to land on our feet, and now we are actually larger than we were when I was working at Fox News Channel. So it's really not about the brand. It's about the person, and it's about the integrity of the person. It's about the trustworthiness. And to your point, Terry, I was just sent this. Fox News Channel stock literally is crashing right now. I've never seen anything like this. The stock for the network is down. It's $29. That's how much it's trading for right now. It's plummeting. So, Terry, I think a lot of people are like you. Not only are you upset, but you're doing something about it.
Well, as soon as I hang up with you, because I started dialing the moment I heard your phone number listed, and the moment I get off the phone with you, and the only reason I signed up for Fox Nation was because of Tucker, because I didn't want to miss an episode if I was working or doing things that I couldn't see him live.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I signed up for Fox Nation was because of him. I mean, of course, I've watched other things on there, but I won't anymore. I will cancel it the moment I hang up with you.
Well, Terry, you do that, and I would encourage all of you folks. That's the way that you can fight back. Terry, we're going to let you go. You hang in there, and don't be discouraged. Let not your heart be troubled, because we're here on the radio. And I'm telling you, folks, this is why talk radio, AM radio, is so vitally important, because they cannot shut us down, period. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to be taking your calls coming up, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Tucker Carlson, Dan Bongino, out at Fox News, the stock in a free fall. We'll be right back. Just when you thought it could not get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. And for my listeners, an exclusive. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes for the buy one, get one free offer and enter the promo code STARNES. All right, and some more breaking news happening on the program. CNN has just fired Don Lemon. Don Lemon is now out of a job. Little Don was just posted this on his Twitter feed. I was informed this morning by my agent I have been terminated by CNN. I am stunned. I don't think your female co-hosts are all that stunned, Donnie. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network. It is clear there are some larger issues at play. With that said, I want to thank my colleagues and the many teams I have worked with for an incredible run, blah, blah, blah. So, look, this could get awkward. Could you imagine Tucker and Don on the unemployment line together? I mean, it's going to get a little crowded. And Bongino, too. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Troy in North Carolina, WSIC. Troy, what's your reaction?
My reaction is pretty much just a quick comment. I think it's just a classic case of the cancel culture that we live in nowadays. If you're not with the agenda and the way people think, for the most part, they just want to cancel you. So, I don't think Tucker Carlson's going to have any problems finding a job with the capital that he is and the man that he is. He should find a job at the end of the day. I already have one. Hope everything's going well out in Memphis, Tennessee for you, and that's all I really had to say.
Troy, you're kind to say that, and we're doing really well here. And look, we'd love to see Tucker come on down to Memphis. We could have some fun out here. But what I would love to see, Troy, is maybe Newsmax picking up Tucker, Megyn Kelly, and a few other folks, and let's really give Fox a run for their money. Because that's the thing. Fox News has this mindset, and it's so bad. But their mindset is, we're Fox, we're important, you're not, you will watch us because you have nowhere else to go. Well, you know what? We got talk radio, and a lot of people are dumping Fox, coming back to radio. We've got Newsmax, folks coming to Newsmax. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. All this hour, we're taking your calls, your reaction to Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon getting fired. We'll be right back, America. All right, a rumor mill is a percolating, but there's chatter that Jesse Waters and Sean Hannity could be next up on deck. So we're going to keep you updated on all of these developments. I would find it very hard to believe that Fox would give Hannity the heave-ho. That's the only rock-solid conservative they've got left in prime time. But again, this Dominion lawsuit was just insane. And folks, I'm telling you, you have to understand, if you are telling people one thing on air, that better be what you believe off air too. People need to be able to trust what you're hearing and what you're saying on the television and on the radio. So we will keep you updated on all of these crazy developments. But again, the breaking news here, Tucker Carlson out at Fox News Channel. The stock is in a free fall right now. People are canceling their subscriptions to Fox Nation. Also, they are canceling their apps. So a lot of people are offloading the Fox News app. That's the way you're going to be able to send a message to Fox News Channel. The other story, CNN fired Don Lemon. Don Lemon, and by the way, the reason why they didn't let Don Lemon back in the building is this guy cries racism at everything. So they didn't want to give him they didn't want to deal with Don because they knew how that would end up. So they went to his agent. That was a smart move on CNN's part. All right, let's go to the phones here. Your reaction. Are you done with Fox News Channel? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Carolyn in Virginia. Hi, Carolyn. What's your take on all of this?
Well, good afternoon. Well, I think what Fox News did to Tucker Carlson was great because I love Tucker, and this is really going to open the doors for him, and his future is going to be so much brighter, and he is not going to have to answer to Murdoch and his sons, who are now apparently woke. So it's a good thing. I'm happy for Tucker. He's going to outshine them all.
Carolyn,
and I say congratulations, Tucker. You're going to have so much support. It's unreal.
I sent him a text message a few moments ago. Welcome to the Fox Alumni Club. So we should have a meeting sometime in New York.
I think it's just great. And I'm really happy for him. But I don't think it's over because I think Hannity will be next.
Oh, I do. I do, too. Probably. And I think the folks on Fox and Friends are safe because they backtracked away from Trump. So anyone closely tied with Trump, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Maria Bartiromo or Judge Jeanine on that list.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Trump supporter. I don't mind to say that. Donald Trump did a lot for America, and it's America first, and that's what we need. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see how it turns out.
But yes, we will. Carolyn,
I like your show. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for listening. Appreciate that. You give us a call back one of these days. And folks, Carolyn is like a lot of folks, and I'm with her. I think Tucker's going to be just fine, just like Megyn Kelly, just like yours truly. I get a lot of calls from former Fox TV people saying, Starnes, how did you do it? And I said, well, you got to work hard, and you got to be willing to get out there every single day, work sometimes 15, 16 hours a day. I mean, that's what it's all about. But you know what? If people trust you, if you're honest with them, And we are on this radio program, you may not agree with everything I say, but at least you know where I stand on the issues. And besides that, we don't like people calling in agreeing with me all the time. That gets a little boring. All right. Let's go to Robin in Indiana watching us on our Rumble channel. Hi, Robin. Hope you're doing good today.
Hi, Todd. Long time no talk.
It has been. So, Robin, what's your take about what's happening at Fox News Channel?
I can't curse on the radio, but Tucker's going to be fine. You know what I mean? Tucker's going to land on his feet. And I canceled my Fox Nation this morning, too, as soon as I heard about it. I had been teetering on canceling it anyway. But with this new revelation, now, was it Tucker's idea or Fox's? Do we know?
We don't know, but I suspect this was probably Fox News. This was Rupert. Unless Tucker was really wanting out of this, but I can't imagine they would let him go because he's one of their top money makers. And this guy has a massive audience.
Yeah, and like you said, I did check the stocks, and their stocks are down. I think it's down to 25 by now, but Tucker's going to be fine, just like you. I mean, you've got a following. We followed you. He's got a following. We'll follow him. We don't need Fox, CNN, or anybody to tell us who to follow. We'll follow those who are telling us the truth, and that's all I wanted to say.
Well, Robin, I appreciate you hanging out with us on Rumble, and I appreciate you listening to the radio program. And folks, look, that's the thing. Fox News, they literally think this is how they treat their radio affiliates. I'll just give you some inside dirt here. They treat radio affiliates so horribly. And the reason why they do that is because they say that the brand is so valuable that they will, it doesn't matter how bad they treat people, they're always going to want to keep Fox. And that is such a horrible, horrible thing. So we do all of our own affiliate relations. You say, what's affiliate relations? Well, that's working with your local radio station. And we really cherish those kinds of relationships. I remember back at Fox, we weren't even allowed to have any contact with the local radio stations. What a load of hooey that is. They couldn't understand why I cared about radio stations like in the small markets out there. And I'm saying an audience is an audience. I'm honored if somebody from Bartlesville, Oklahoma listens. I'm honored if somebody from New York City listens. Those people are equal in my eyes. I mean, that's how I look at it. So anyway, Fox News, they're getting a little bit too big for their britches. I'll just leave it at that. Let's go to Tom in Georgia, WRWH, Cleveland, Georgia, the great metropolis. Hi, Tom. What's going on?
Yeah, one of those big affiliates that you love to come hang out with.
I sure do. But I like going down to Helen, Georgia. They have some great Eastern European food down there.
Absolutely. So, as the other callers have said, Tucker's going to be fine. Two things. Number one, I hope he goes on a national radio talk show tour to all the types of stations that are not Fox affiliates and hangs out with people like you and others. That would be number one. But the bigger one for me is I hope he has personal possession of the January 6th videos, and now I hope he shows them.
I think that's a great idea, Tom. You know, my only concern is that Fox News was a platform. And granted, if you leave, you're still going to have your audience, but you're going to lose a big chunk of it. But I suspect this is going to be different than O'Reilly. I mean, Tucker has a much larger audience than O'Reilly had when he was at Fox News Channel. So I don't think Fox News has figured this out just yet.
Well, I'm going to go one vowel down the alphabet from Fox News, and I'll leave it right there, Todd. That's what I think of them.
Thank you.
That level of news.
All right, Tom. Good for you. All right, appreciate that call. Let's go to Ben in Maine, WLOB. And Ben, I think you've got an interesting take here. Hey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Todd. Thank you for taking my call. Boy, I tell you, it's just getting crazier and crazier. Yeah. I've already deleted the app. I was going to get Fox Nation, and I'm glad I did not. And, and I honestly, after listening to you, everybody else is just a repeat rehash. So I really kind of took a break after you and just waited for Tucker.
Well, you know, Ben, that's one of the reasons I love Tucker. He was just different. He wasn't working off talking points. You know, he was saying what was on his mind. And I know that really angered a lot of Republicans. I say a lot of things that anger Republicans, too. But I want to hold my elected leaders accountable. And the problem is we are dealing with a uniparty in this country that's more concerned about globalism than they are what's happening right here, you know, in our nation, in the United States. And I say good for you, Ben, for a limit. I just got a note from one of our KWAM listeners, Harold, who says, you know what, I just deleted my Fox News app. And that's one way to send a message. You know, FoxNews.com, one of the most trafficked websites in conservative, you know what, just stop going there. And I know it's kind of hard to do, but if you want to send a message, that's how you're going to be able to do it.
Well, thank you, Todd. Keep up the good work.
Ben, appreciate that. You keep things good up there in the great state of Maine, which, by the way, Tucker Carlson has a place up there, and he loves the state of Maine. All right, let's go to Greg in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hi, Greg, what's up?
Hey, I was just called to say that, hey, do you think Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson will be working together at News Nation?
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Talk about a sad thing. You know, it's interesting. News Nation is it's a fine product, but it's worthless. And the reason why is they stand for nothing. And, you know, that's evident. They're getting beaten, you know, in the poll and in the ratings. And but they've got plenty of money, but they don't want to take a position. If they were to do a moderate, you know, conservative-ish network, I think they'd be good.
Yeah, it's just sad because actually me and my wife were thinking about signing up for Fox Nation, the specials for there just because of Tucker Carlson, but that's not going to happen now. Well, I hope he goes to Newsmax. I hope Newsmax picks him up.
Greg, I do too. And I'll give you guys a little bit of dirt here on Fox Nation. So I was a part of the original Fox Nation lineup, and I remember they called us all in and they said the whole point of Fox Nation was to find a new, young, cool, hip Gen Z audience. And we were like, well, all right, but what's wrong with the audience we got? You know, it's the number one. There are a lot of people out there. And you know, they spent millions of dollars on the marketing. As a matter of fact, I'll never forget, they turned one of our studios into this really upscale bar. And Rachel Campos Duffy and I were working as bartenders in this setup. And my job was to actually take this big, like, machete and, you know, slice off the champagne. And it was just crazy. Long story short, they had hardly anybody under the age of 50 sign up for Fox Nation. It is what
really?
It is. It is what it is, Greg, because they were hoping to go for this cool, young, hip audience. Well, you know what? The cool, young, hip audience is not watching Fox News. They're out at the nightclubs.
Sure. Yeah, that news is not part of their thing.
No. You grow into it. And, you know, that people just don't understand it. We tried to tell them, but, you know, it is what it is. Greg, I got a skedaddle. We appreciate your call. Lines are open here, folks. Your reaction to Fox News Channel getting, should we say, getting rid of Tucker? They parted ways. We will get the inside scoop on what exactly went down. But if you're keeping score, Dan Bongino out, Tucker Carlson out, there's rumblings that Jesse Waters, maybe even Sean Hannity, could be up on deck. Not to mention Judge Jeanine and Maria Bartiromo. But if nothing else, the Tucker Carlson move, now think about this for a moment. That decision to get rid of the guy with the biggest audience on Fox News Channel, that sends a message inside the building that everybody's expendable. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We have some news from within our Fox family. Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday. And starting tonight, Fox News Tonight will air live at 8 p.m. Eastern. It will be an interim show with rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named. We want to thank Tucker Carlson for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a long-term contributor.
Oh, my gosh. That was Harris Faulkner, who is a good friend of mine. She sounds like she's being held hostage. There's somebody off camera holding a gun on her. That sounded horrible. So look, we're starting to put some puzzle pieces together here. And all I can tell you is based on what I saw in the Heritage Foundation speech Tucker gave on Friday, he was preparing to do a show today. So what makes it even more bizarre, and folks are weighing in on this on social media, is that Tucker really was not part of the Dominion lawsuit. I mean, he was named in the lawsuit, but he really didn't say anything or do anything that was outlandish on his program. So the question now is, what's really going on here? What led to all of this? And we're going to get to the bottom of it. In the meantime, we're going to get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to James in Florida, who is listening to us thanks to our email blast we sent out earlier. Hi, James. What's your theory?
Hi, Todd. Thanks so much for taking my call. I was very skeptical when I saw the lawsuit happen. And I believe that after watching a video 2-3 years ago from the Italian equivalent of an attorney general say that there really was some nefarious activity involving transmission of data to Italy, I've been very suspicious. And my theory is that the Murdochs are nothing but globalists. Fox has been controlled opposition for the last few years, and that they're using this lawsuit as a means and a reason to clean house. And this is just the beginning.
James, I will tell you, only based upon my knowledge, and I will say this, up until the end, I love my time working at Fox News Channel. Some of the most incredible people I know work at that network. Unfortunately, there is a sharp divide between the news side, which is liberal, and the conservative side controlled by Suzanne Scott, who is an amazing human being. But the problem is, James, they hired so many woke young people in that building that the whole place has become infected. Nobody knows what the mission of Fox News is anymore. And they're looking to get rid of all the conservatives. That's what's going on here. This is a purge of conservatives within Fox News Channel. And there's a target on everybody's back over there if you're on air. James, we got to run. Appreciate that theory, and it's a good one. Now, folks, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're blowing out what we had planned to do for the next hour. We're going to be taking your calls. This is a huge, huge story, and it is going to have major implications in the 2024 presidential race, because not only is Fox News going anti-Trump, they're purging the conservatives within their ranks. Bongino, Tucker Carlson, and if you're going to take out the top guy, you better believe everybody else is expendable. And here's what they're telling all their talent. You better fall in line. You better do what we tell you to do, or you're next. I'll give you a look. Judge Jeanine, they actually make her pre-tape her opening monologue so she doesn't go rogue. I mean, they're playing hardball at Fox. All right, if you're on hold, you hang tight. Phone's ringing. You're getting a busy signal. It's all right. Hank, keep calling, and we're going to get to your calls. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody. You know, I was telling someone earlier today, kind of a slow news day. I got to stop doing that. All right. We've got a lot going on. By the way, Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to be here in just a little while. Also, coming up, our good friend Charles Sorngood from Legacy Precious Metals is going to drop by. But the big story is what's happening at Fox News Channel. Tucker Carlson is out. Now, the official statement from the network said they parted ways. But, folks, I'm starting to put the puzzle pieces together, and I'm not too sure that's an accurate description of what went down. Now, on Friday, Tucker Carlson was giving a speech at the Heritage Foundation, and based upon the contents of the speech, so it's about 6 minutes or so, it was very clear that he was planning on doing a show today. Then just a few moments ago, the network, they haul out poor Harris Faulkner, and it looks like she's in a hostage video. And I want you to hear what Harris Faulkner had to say just a few seconds ago.
We have some news from within our Fox family. Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday. And starting tonight, Fox News Tonight will air live at 8 p.m. Eastern. It will be an interim show with rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named. We want to thank Tucker Carlson for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a long-term contributor.
Oh, my goodness. She sounded just so somber. Unbelievable. But here's the other clue, and she dropped that clue in her hostage video there that was just broadcast on Fox. They don't have a show already on deck. So they're having, this is something that was done pretty quickly. So whatever went down, it happened very quickly, and I'm fairly certain that Tucker had nothing to do with this. So we're going to get the details as they come out. But Fox is not telling us the full story. Now, as promised, we are going to get to the phones this hour. So many of you wanting to weigh in. Are you done with Fox News Channel? Have you deleted the app? Have you canceled your Fox Nation subscription? Because that's a way to make a statement with these folks. The only thing they understand is the bottom line. And Fox News is so arrogant, they literally believe they can get rid of Tucker Carlson. Heck, they could get rid of Sean Hannity, Jesse Waters, and Laura Ingraham, and you would still watch Fox News Channel. Is that true? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Ian in North Carolina. Hi, Ian. What say you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was trying to weigh in earlier when you were talking about how, you know, Fox News has kind of gotten arrogant over the years, and I can attest to that because, you know, when you were talking about them trying to collect the Gen Z generation, and, you know, me myself, I'm Gen Z, and I didn't watch or listen to conservative or Republican news because of Fox. It was because, you know, me and my buddies grew up living in rural areas, and we had access to, you know, good local radio stations that would give us, you know, unfiltered, non-censored information that just, you know, Fox and all of them wouldn't allow them to air at all. I remember, you know, back in 2008 when they were going over, you know, the elections back then, even the elections recently, you know, it just seems that the local news stations, because they're not owned by those affiliates, have a lot more weight and power of what they can say versus, you know, Fox and other news, you know, providers that you can just, you can feel and hear the retraction of information, the stuff that they're not saying. Whereas, you know, I can listen to you all day and, you know, I actually get no shit news from you guys versus everyone else.
Thank you for that. 747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And my apologies if that word made it out over the airwaves. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina, WSIC. Patty?
Hey, Todd. Hey, listen, Tucker, I love him. And you know what? I think what happened, you know, after the settlement, that was it. They're all going.
Yeah, I'm with you, Patty. Because Tucker, out of all of them, Tucker did not really buy into, you know, the whole Dominion thing. That really wasn't right. A big part of what he did, and he qualified it. And that's how you escape these lawsuits. You can say, well, look, here's what people are saying about Dominion, and then you give Dominion side, and you're covered. But some of these other hosts, Hannity, Jesse Waters, I think these guys may be in hot water.
What about Mark Levin? I mean, Mark Levin just had an interview with Trump. I mean, he's a big Trump supporter.
That's it. That's a great point, Patty. So the question is, what's really going on here? Is this about Trump? Is this about Dominion? Is this about Paul Ryan and the globalists that are on the board of directors of Fox News? We do not know the answers to those questions just yet.
2020, you could see who the people that were against Trump and who were for. And, you know, I'm sorry to say this, but there's a lot of them out there that are totally against Trump. But then you had the other side where it was Carlson and you know, and Tucker was both ways, too. He'd say one thing about Trump and then he'd go and backtrack. I mean, he was a little, you know, I love Tucker, though. I mean, he come out with stuff that people were like, wow, I can't believe he said that. But that's the way he was. I think they should all get their own program, though. I think him, Laura, Hannity, Levin, or Dan Bongino.
I love it. I say we all go over to Newsmax and let's take on Fox. Let's give them a run for their money.
I'm big Newsmax.
I love it. Patty, thank you for that. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Carla. Hi, Carla. What say you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
I listen to you as often as I can. I'm not usually I'm in the car.
All right, well,
I hardly listen to the radio at home.
All right, well, let's get right to it, Carla. What do you think about Tucker Carlson?
I think it has to do with truth after his speech he gave talking about truth. I think a lot of he, you know, maybe he's being, you know, his conscience is weighing on him and he's not liking the big guys telling him he can't do this, you can't do that. Because Tucker, I think, is just after the truth, honestly. I do believe that Hannity is compromised. I don't listen to him no more because I do believe that he's more of the establishment now. I think he has compromised his position, but he's trying to fake it. So I don't think Hannity has got to worry about anything because he'll keep the show. He'll make sure he keeps the show.
Yeah. Carla,
I quit listening to him at 3 o'clock too. So,
but
will not quit listening to you. I love your show, and I've been meaning to listen more at home. But you know, this whole thing has to do with truth, okay? Because we're living in a world now where everything's upside down. Evil is good. Good is evil. The whole shebang.
Yes, it is, Carla. And let me say, that is the battle, absolute truth. And I can tell you, especially on the transgender movement, we were told at the end, you do not cover stories that are going to reflect negatively on the LGBT community. I mean, that was a directive that was put out. And I remember there were some transgender workers, and they made a big deal of literally escorting a man who identifies as a woman into the ladies' bathroom there at Fox News. And so, look, it was a culture shift, and it is what it is. If that's what's going to make money for them, then good luck to Fox News. I'm not sure the Fox News viewers are going to put up with this stuff. Maybe they will, but we'll see. Carl, appreciate that call. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. Again, the breaking news, Don Lemon fired at CNN, Tucker Carlson out under dubious circumstances at Fox News Channel. Also, they've canceled his Fox Nation show. And I will say this, that's the only reason people were subscribing to Fox Nation. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. This is The Todd Stern Show. So ultimately, this is also about Fox sending a very clear message to the rest of the network employees and the on-air host. If Tucker's expendable, so are you. So do not deviate from the company line. That's what's going on here. By the way, CNN now putting out a statement saying that Don Lemon was not fired. He was given the choice to come in, but he didn't want to do it. He released the tweet. See, what did I tell you? The guy's a sleazeball, and even CNN knew that. So good on CNN for good Lord. All right. By the way, who's next? You know, these things come in threes, right? So you've got Fox, Tucker Carlson, CNN, Don Lemon. Is the angel of death hovering over MSDNC right now? Who's going to be getting the heave-ho? All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. All right, Mark, what's your take on all this?
Hey, Fox. I mean, hey, Todd. Fox didn't pick up that vice president from Bush that was let go, did they? Because Fox is about to feel the same wrath that Anheuser-Busch had. You know what happened, Todd. After Fox lost millions, they are most likely going to let people go so they can gain back some of those millions of dollars they've lost before they go into debt. If I was Tucker, I would do a, like some of your other callers said, I'd do a small contract with Newsmax and see how that goes. Or even better yet, you can get on your show. You know, I mean, it's endless for him. If they keep letting these people go, this is a gain for Newsmax. I think Newsmax is going to make become number one. I think that's where he needs to go.
Look, I'm with you. And here's the challenge. And people leaving Fox, and I had to do the same thing. You got to wrap your head around this. You're never going to make as much money as, well, you're not going to make enough as much money initially as you made at Fox, especially if you're like at the higher levels. Those salaries are just way out of whack. So you have to come to terms with that. And if you do, I think you're going to be very successful and you're going to be very happy. I will say this. I'm making more money now than I was at Fox News Channel. And I'm very happy and very content with where I'm at right now. So, Mark, I think there's a lot of there's going to be some of that at play. But I would love to see a Bill O'Reilly, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly all over at Newsmax. I think it'd be a great lineup.
Oh, I totally agree, you know. And lastly, you know, Tucker can get out that second part of September 6th, like some of your other callers said. We can get that back. And just make sure Tucker stays off The View. You know, we don't want him on The View.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, too much testosterone on that show already.
Yeah, so, we don't need him with those bagpipes.
No. We... All right, Mark, hang in there. Appreciate you calling. And by the way, my good friend Shannon Bream was down at the Villages at the Barnes & Noble there doing a book signing over the weekend. Good for
him. I would have went down there and got a signing.
Good. Looks like a good crowd, too. You know, I've done a couple of book signings. That's a great little Barnes & Noble you guys have down there.
When are you coming back?
Oh, the new book will be out sometime this fall, and so I'll be down there sometime in the fall or sometime in the winter.
Yeah, I'll take you out to some barbecue out here. If you do, I'll come get you and we'll go have some barbecue down at there's a smokehouse out here you'd love.
Hey, I'm all over that. All right, Mark, appreciate it. We'll be in touch. Just a reminder. I want you folks, this kind of stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. All right, this is Chuckie Schumer. Chuckie Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, just a couple of months ago.
These lies continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth, and from letting him go on again and again and again. Not because their views deserve such opprobrium, but because our democracy depends on it.
All right, so there you have it. So Fox News Channel doing the bidding of Chuckie Schumer. Again, uniparty. You got to put all the puzzle pieces together. So somebody wrote in, said, Todd, just got a text. I have to protect this person. Says, Todd, Laura Ingraham, the female Tucker, is next. Hannity can't get in trouble. He says the same crap, same guest over and over. Come on, now I like Hannity. He's a good guy. He does have the same guests, though. Anyway. All right, let's go to Georgia. Tom on the line. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. I so love what you're doing.
Let me, I think the bottom line, and you have quite a platform, is what happened to Newsmax. I dumped my cable affiliation. Before that, I canceled my AT&T Universal and went with Spectrum. And I haven't watched the Fox News channel other than Tucker and maybe very rarely Hannity. And because, hey, I just watched Fox Business. Well, the one you're forgetting to add to your list of the all-stars is Lou Dobbs. And I think he was fabulous. But I know you have access to the Newsmax hierarchy. They need to get on Sirius Radio, because for us that drive a lot, I really would like to be able to get them on my radio in my car.
Well, I'll be sure to mention that. Chris Ruddy is a good friend. As a matter of fact, I'll be on Newsmax tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, talking about the whole issue with Tucker. So hope you'll tune in and watch that. But that's actually, Tom, that's a good call, and I'll be sure to pass that along to the higher-ups over at Newsmax.
And going back to Paul Ryan being on their board many years ago, I think Fox basically is the Trojan horse. And they have all of us people that are desperate for information and conservative. And if it wasn't for getting your newsletter and being on the internet, you know, I don't think we'd get the truth, because who do you believe anymore?
It's a fair point. And Tom, I tell you, that's why we need all of our listeners, all of you folks, head over, get the newsletter, tell your friends about it. Tell your friends about this radio show. And
I shared your newsletter with my friend.
Well, you're awesome. You see, Tom, that's how you do it. Tom, hey, do this, but we got a skedaddle. The music's about to kick in here. So thank you for the call. Again, our telephone number is 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. We're taking your reactions to what Fox News Channel has done today. Also, Don Lemon getting the heave-ho, and Susan Rice is out, allegedly, at the Biden administration. I'm not sure I buy that one. All right, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Grace says, Todd, am I next? No, Grace, we love you. You're not going anywhere. We'll be right back, America. By the way, just some more intel as we're putting the puzzle pieces together. Tucker was supposed to do a show tonight. He was apparently going to interview Vivek Ramaswamy, who's been a guest on this program. Ramaswamy's running against Trump for the GOP nomination. And Fox had actually been promoting the interview this morning. So again, according to, and I don't like to quote these people, but Media Matters, they've got rats inside Fox News Channel headquarters. So whatever happened, it was very, very abrupt. And that's the latest we have. Also want to say hello to all of our great listeners watching us on Rumble. A lot of you folks weighing in on the live chat. And I was just on the live chat. Mumps129 says, yes, we canceled our Fox Nation subscription minutes ago. What a sad day for news media, but I'm not surprised. Ricky says, I'm not leaving Fox because they got rid of Tucker. I haven't watched Fox since election night 2019. Well, good for you, Ricky Stacy. All right. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Lots of other big stories we are following today. On the line is our friend Sarah Parshall Perry. She is a senior legal fellow for the Edwin Meese III Center at the Heritage Foundation. And she has an amazing story up about this Washington state legislation that would lead to the state coming in and taking away kids from parents. And this all involves transgenderism. Sarah, good to have you back with us.
So glad to be with you, Todd. This is a terrifying story. And I got to tell you, it's not the first of its kind. I mean, Washington and California are sort of the vanguard for trying to trans kids. And this bill passed in the dark of night on the last day of the legislative session in Washington state. that makes me think this is something that perhaps they didn't want the public to know about.
So let's take us through this legislation and what would it do? How would this work?
This is actually an amendment to current child welfare laws in the state of Washington, but it essentially allows the state to legally hide runaway children from their parents if the parents don't consent to a gender transition procedure or an abortion. And boy, I tell you what, you want to talk about where this political fire is coming from. It's very clear this is super progressive left orthodoxy because it isn't just individuals seeking to go through gender transition procedures. It's also minors seeking an abortion. Normally, custody law in the state of Washington requires parental notification within 24 to 72 hours. But this bill actually creates an exception for gender transition or for abortion and legally allows the state to hide kids from their parents if those parents are unsupportive. And I will say, I think they had to pass this late at night because there were 98% of public comments that came in were all negative. 4,700 public comments, 98% of them in opposition, but that did not prevent the Dems from pushing it through anyway.
It's appalling, and of course not. And we saw this with gay marriage back in the day, going all the way back to Prop 8, Sarah, where you had a majority of the state of California shoot down gay marriage, and it was and the folks in New York State, the lawmakers there, were so terrified of sending that vote to the people that the state legislature, controlled by Democrats, actually affirmed and made gay marriage, same-sex marriage, legal in the state of New York. So I'm not surprised to see the Democrats shove all this stuff through. I mean, it really is a radical agenda.
It's incredibly radical, and I will tell you that we were always accused as a conservative right of being sort of alarmist about things like this. First, it was Obergefell in 2015. Then it was Bostock versus Clayton County, sex as gender identity within the employment context in 2020. Now we're seeing active state legislatures trying to make sure that children have all the access, protection, and even funding that they need to go through these gender transition procedures, because part of this bill allocates more than $7 million in Washington taxpayer money to the Homeless Youth Prevention Office to provide grants for gender transition and abortion procedures. So they're not just hiding these children. They're not just cutting parental rights in half. They're actually providing funding to get these procedures in total contravention of parental rights and custody. And it really is, it's shocking as someone who's a parent of three teenagers, but in many respects, this is where we anticipated so much of this was going to go.
And Sarah, thank goodness Heritage Foundation is there, and they're giving you the resources you need to be able to tell these stories and really to alert people that not only, like you said, not only is this happening in Washington State, but also in California, and it could be happening in other areas as well. But the good news, there are some states that are pushing back.
There definitely are. And I think we've seen this parental rights revolution. That's encouraging for me as somebody who watches from Washington, but also as a parent myself. There are currently no fewer than 7 federal lawsuits that are pending that claim violation of constitutional rights to fundamentally parent and direct the upbringing of one's own children, brought against public schools that are facilitating what we call social transitioning or quiet transitioning. But what we know also is that studies indicate that that is the first step to medical transitioning. So when the state stands between a child and a parent in violation of the Constitution, and there's more than 100 years of Supreme Court jurisprudence to prove that fact, we're hopeful that this will finally get to a point where the Supreme Court will have to weigh in.
All right. Well, Sarah, we're going to get you back. Sorry for the breaking news today. It's everybody who's anybody is apparently getting fired in national network news. But we count your blessings. We're not there.
Well, I'm glad to be a lawyer today and yeah. Not a talk show host.
So. I bet. So, Sarah, we're going to get you back on. It's a terrific piece, and, folks, we have a link to it in our live show blog. Sarah Parshall Perry, thank you again.
Thanks, Todd. Always great to be with you.
All right. And by the way, you can follow Sarah on Twitter, Sarah P. Perry. That's Sarah with an H, P. Perry, on Twitter. You got to pay. This is an insane story. All right. 844-747-8868. Try to work in a phone call here. Let's go to Ann in Maine. WLOB wants to weigh in on Tucker Carlson. Hi, Ann. What say you?
Well, I say that I used to watch Fox News all day long, but it's weaned down to only Tucker Carlson. I cannot stand $45 million a year. Sean Hannity, he talks over his guests, and he's rude. But Tucker always had important insights in the news of the day. So why are they getting rid of Tucker?
You know, Ann, this is going to start to dribble out. I've been talking to a lot of inside sources, and I think this caught a lot of people by surprise. So whatever happened, it happened quickly. I suspect we're going to find out, but if I'm a betting man, I just don't think Tucker was willing to play along with the narrative that Fox wanted to pursue.
Yes, well, then the other thing that I want to weigh in on is the woman on Fox News. I cannot stand watching them. They all look like blonde bimbos. They get as much as they can get undressed. They get dressed undressed. They get dressed in an undressed fashion. Then they had the blonde bimbo sitting between two men dressed in a suit, tie, and jacket. Each one is in a suit, tie, and jacket, and there's the blonde bimbo in the middle looking like she should go home and put a sweater on.
Stop. Ann, you're going to get me in trouble here, Ann. I got to tell you a story. This is a true story, Ann, as crazy as it is. So years ago, I was on Hannity, and they had two of those gorgeous blondes on either side. I'm in the suit.
Gorgeous blondes to you, blonde bimbos.
Hey, I don't want to get the hate mail, Ann, but I will say this, and this was, it's the funniest story. So I was asking a family member, a male family member, hey, did you catch me on Hannity last night? He goes, oh yeah, I was watching Hannity. He said, were you on one of the panels? Nobody saw me, Ann.
Nobody
cared.
That's really incredible. Oh, my goodness. I said, who would listen to these wacky dames? I wouldn't listen to them.
Wacky dames. Ann, I like you. Give us a call back. We got to run for a break here. I appreciate you listening to us. Got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stern's radio program, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And we have a lot happening today. If you are on hold, we're going to get to your calls about Tucker Carlson in just a little while. But the breaking news, if you're just joining us, Tucker Carlson out at Fox. It looks as though whatever happened very quickly today. And a lot of people were caught off guard. Also, Don Lemon fired at CNN. So a busy day in the world of cable news. I want to go, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Speaking of busy, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee back in the state today. She is in the Memphis area. And Senator, welcome back to the show.
It is so good to be with you. Thank you so much. And it's so good to be in Memphis.
How important is that to be for a senator to get back to the state and to go and visit? I mean, I'm looking at your schedule, Senator. I'd be taking a nap by now.
Well, it's important to be in every county in the state every year. And we do that because you're able to hear firsthand what is happening in the state, what is happening in the communities, and to sit down with local elected leaders and talk with these mayors and law enforcement officers and heads of schools and people that are working on economic development and community health. This is vital to being able to properly serve people and work with them as a team member to help them meet the needs of the community.
And what I appreciate about you being here, of course, this is the bluest of blue cities and blue parts of Tennessee, but you're spending an equal amount of time here, and that really means a lot for the people of the Memphis area. This part of the state is really war-torn with the crime and all that kind of nonsense. So it's good to see you here promoting and talking about good things that are happening in this area.
Well, and you, when you're elected to serve, you're elected to serve each and every citizen in this state and to hear from them. And as you said, when you talk about Shelby County and Memphis, the crime issue is one of the issues that continues to come up. Dealing with that crime, dealing with the truancy issues around children that are not in school, looking at what is happening with these gangs and how the gangs are out recruiting younger and younger kids to become a part of that gang.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Senator Marsha Blackburn traveling in West Tennessee in the Memphis area today. Senator, I was stunned when I saw this report coming out of the Capitol about these partnership cities, these sister cities, which seem so innocuous and good-natured and good-hearted, but apparently there's something nefarious going on with American cities that are partnering with cities in China. What have you discovered?
Yes, and what we have seen is that the sister city programs, basically the Chinese Communist Party has hijacked this program. You've got 1,800 sister city partnerships in the country. 157 of those are with Chinese cities. And what we have learned is that just like with the Confucius Institute and Confucius Institutes that you and I have talked about through the years, Todd, we now have the Chinese Communist Party and the head of their friendship organization telling us that these programs are a big part of their soft propaganda, that they use them to bring people who are compromised by the Chinese Communist Party, people who are spies, to go into these local communities, establish these relationships, either teach for a Confucius Institute or do research work, or they're there as the representative from the government for the sister city partnership. And the entire time they're trying to connect with community leaders that they think one day may be elected to local, state, or federal government. And they're trying to make those relationships to be pro-China and to vote for legislation that would benefit China.
So there's going to be a report that will be created by the Government Accountability Office, the GAO. What advice would you give to American cities that are looking at doing these partnerships?
I would say, and we're looking forward to what the GAO has to say, because they're going to go in and study these relationships and then come back to us with what they have found, and we will be able to structure some best practices and some due diligence that anybody should do if they're going to enter into these partnerships. As I said, they were established to be cultural and educational exchange programs, but they have become a part of the surveillance mechanism and the influence mechanism through the soft propaganda for the Chinese Communist Party. And indeed, we have learned from the CCP that they consider these programs to be a big part of their push to achieve global dominance by the time we get to 2050.
Wow, just unbelievable. We appreciate you exposing all of that and bringing it to light. And Senator, I know you're very busy. A 95 county tour of Tennessee underway in Memphis today. And when you hit Crossville, Senator, you got to go check out that Buc-ee's. I don't know if you heard of this Buc-ee's. It's like a Walmart.
I would say, I've been there, and it is wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, Senator, again, we appreciate your great work, and welcome to West Tennessee.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Senator Marsha Blackburn on the road today. All right. Listen up. I know we've got a lot of folks on hold. Hang tight. We are going to get to your calls. We're going to be taking a break for the news in just a moment. Also, we're going to be checking with our good friend Charles Thorngren over Legacy Precious Metals in the next hour, and Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania is going to be here as well. Folks, all I can tell you is I'm getting a lot of messages from former colleagues who are very shocked and surprised by what Fox News has done. So there is going to be a backstory here, but I suspect this has less to do with Trump and more to do with the America First movement. And he's going to be fine. Tucker's going to be fine. No matter where he ends up, he's going to be fine. The question now is, who's next? Who's on the chopping block? And more importantly, what are you doing about it? Have you canceled your Fox Nation subscription? Have you canceled your Fox app? Unbelievable what Fox is doing. This is a shameful day in conservative media. But I can tell you this, we're still standing here and we're flying that banner of America First. God bless America. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. My goodness. Good thing I put some Red Bull on the Fruit Loops this morning. I mean, I am. Whew, sweet mercy. Breaking news all over the place today. So Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. The network put out a statement, and it just didn't make a lot of sense to me. But now we're getting some new details, sort of fleshing all of this out. And it looks as though whatever happened abruptly today. Word is, staff had no idea this was coming. So they were planning on doing a show. Vivek Ramaswamy was supposed to be on Tucker tonight. They're scrambling now to fill up whatever they're gonna do in Tucker's spot. So the question now is, what about you, the viewers? Are you going to cancel your Fox Nation subscription? Are you going to uninstall the Fox News app? Are you going to change the channel and head over to Newsmax? So we're going to be taking your calls real quick. Though I do want to go to Sandy, who's listening to us in Virginia on AM 1230. And Sandy, what say you?
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd, I love you to death, and I love Tucker. I don't never miss him. In fact, I just got a new dog, and his name is Tucker, too. But I'll tell you what, I've got an idea for Tucker for a job, and it'll be a good one. I think Tucker should be the VP for Trump. I think he should be Trump's pick for VP.
Wow, Sandy, I hadn't really thought about that. That could be a pretty brilliant idea.
I think so. And Tucker's a fighter just like our Trump is.
Wow. What kind of a dog, by the way? What is Tucker?
Tucker, he's a Shih Tzu. And I had another Shih Tzu, and I lost him several months ago. And I went into full-blown depression. And my friend Linda took me the other side of Gatlinburg to get another dog. And I got this little guy, and I had him for like 2 months. And I couldn't come up with a name. And I was watching Tucker, and I looked down there at my little guy, who's a fighter. And I thought, you're Tucker, too.
Wow. All right. Sandy, we're gonna throw your idea out to the audience and see what they have to say. Sandy says VP Tucker Carlson. I kind of like that. Sandy, thanks for the call. And you tell little Tucker we said hello. I can't ever say the name of that dog correctly. And to mispronounce it on the radio could get me fined, so I'm going to skip through that. I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, though. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, the Republican from Pennsylvania. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd, doing really well. And let me just say on Tucker, what a loss to the station. I mean, he was he is a powerhouse. I actually watched Tucker in the morning, not at night. I watched the recording in the morning because I want to go into work fired up. And I want to know that we're in the middle of a culture war, what the Democrats are doing, what the liberals are doing. And no one can articulate it like Tucker. And it's just so nice that you have people like Tucker and you and Ben Shapiro, real fighters that are in the media, because for too long, the Republican Party has gotten beat up trying to be nice and trying to capitulate. You saw the Bushes do that. Mitt Romney, of course, did it. So I really think that Tucker represents this new era of the Republican Party where we're known as fighters and we're going to engage in these culture wars. So I'm very sorry to see him go. I hope he lands on his feet, and I hope he still has a strong platform because the conservative movement needs him.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right there, Congressman, and it's the message that he brings. You know, he was just unafraid, and I wondered how long Fox would put up with that. You know, they put up with it for me for just long enough, and then they said, okay, we're done here. But I really appreciate him being bold. And that took a lot of courage. But look, he's got a big audience, and I think he's going to do just fine down the road. Congressman, so many things to talk about with you, including the outrageous crime that's really infected so many of our major cities from Memphis to Chicago. And businesses literally are pulling out. And that's been my fear as a business owner, what kind of an impact this is going to have on the business community.
Well, I can tell you the crime is an issue. I mean, when you have flagship stores in these downtown areas closing, Whole Foods, for example, I think in San Francisco, shut its doors. That tells you a lot, and it further puts these areas in a downward decline. But it's because these areas are latching on to these woke, far-left liberal policies of decriminalizing everything. So when you have an environment like that, it's going to cripple the economy. No one's going to want to go downtown, for example, in your city because the concern of getting being victimized. And you're going to see a lot of the influence move out to the suburbs and exurbs. But we've got to do something about the crime rates. I mean, we need it. We used to take for granted that you were going to be safe. Now, these woke judges and woke DAs, they're not prosecuting. The police are engaged in this never-ending catch-and-release battle. I don't know how they're doing it. But the liberal policies are dangerous, and we're seeing that play out in real time in these cities.
Well, and here in Memphis, which is one of the deadliest and most violent cities in America, we have a problem with juvenile crime. We've had almost 4,000, 5,000 cars stolen since the first of the year, and a lot of these kids are being caught. They've already got the ankle monitor on them. And then they're just let right back out onto the streets again. And they're talking about wanting to implement a curfew. And now our progressive city council says, no, that's punishing the kids, as if it's okay for 8 and 9 year olds to be down on Beale Street when the lights go down.
Right. Well, it shows you just the perverse incentive that they set up for these individuals. You know, the best thing, if they really care about these children, they should want the children to be in school. They should want them to be home at night. Now, I'm not supporting any kind of curfew, but they should also want them not to be victimized, because a lot of times it's the kids that are victimizing the kids. I used to be a district judge in the South Hills of Pittsburgh, and youth crime usually is taking place on other youth. So if you let that slide, the victims are other kids most often. But look, again, so much of what we say about the left agenda, it's very hard to prove because the consequences are so far out in the future. For example, with spending, we say we're spending recklessly, but those results won't be felt for years. This is one of the instances where you can see the danger of leftist ideology in the United States playing out in real time. Because as soon as the criminals know that they're going to be released, they're not going to be held in pretrial confinement, they go out and continue to victimize other citizens. So the reckless disregard for the citizens, reckless disregard for law and order that you see from Democrats and others on the left, it's in plain view for us all to see. Now the American people have a choice. Do you want to vote conservatives or you want to vote for these far left liberals?
All right, Congressman, real quick, with our breaking news, our time is limited here, but I do want to check in on the debt ceiling. How is that going? I'm fairly confident McCarthy is going to hold the line here. I mean, he has to because of the House Freedom Caucus.
Well, it's just not the House Freedom Caucus. You got a lot of support. We've got a lot of support just from within the entire conference on the Save, Grow Act. And what that does is we would limit spending. We would go back to fiscal year 22 levels, and we would cap it at 1% growth for the next 10 years. That'll do a lot. We'll save taxpayers money. For example, we'll put in Medicaid work requirements. And then additionally, we'll grow the economy by unleashing American energy through permitting reform. There's a lot more to it than that, but those are the big highlights. And I'm really proud that the conference is coming together and that you have folks from the Deep South joining with folks from the New England Republicans or Northeast Republicans with more of the libertarian style Republicans. They're all coming together for this plan, so it's great to see. But Todd, we don't have an option. Either we do this plan, this Limit, Save, Grow Act, or we give Biden and Schumer the ability to jam us up last minute with a clean debt ceiling increase, which would be disastrous for our economy long term, because there's nothing in a clean debt ceiling that would get spending under control.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate you coming on today and appreciate the great work you are doing for the entire nation.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Always good to be on. Take care.
All right, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, folks, on this breaking news Monday here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, Cheryl, who is listening to us on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, says a big win for Tucker. Fox just Bud Lighted themselves on fire. It's a great point. Another person writing in on our Rumble TV feed, Fox to Anheuser-Busch, here, hold my beer. Real quick, let's go to the phones. Frank has been waiting for a while, listening to us on KYKN in the beautiful state of Oregon. Hi, Frank, what's on your mind?
Yes, glad to talk to you. This whole thing with Tucker, I mean, I watch him all the time, every day, and I used to watch a lot more Fox, but then here several years ago when Rush was still alive, he says, yeah, he used to watch them all, but then he'd go to bed and he was upset and he wouldn't get a good night's sleep and stuff, and he says, so he quit watching all news TV and stuff like that. And he says his attitude changed, got a good night's sleep. You know, everything changed about it because of that. And I stopped several years ago when Rush was alive. And I got back into it for the elections mainly. And I was watching Tucker, of course, because he was by far the favorite. He was the only one that didn't get all these liberal people to interface. I know that's what Fox always advertised, you know, that they're fair and balanced, so they have to get all these liberals, and of course they have all their liberals on staff like Geraldo Rivera and et al. And, you know, the Five, I used to watch that too years ago. But the liberals always won out, you know, and Hannity would bring on guests. Some of them were Fox News employees and some were not. And I thought why? And that's what I liked about Tucker. He never had the idiot liberals on there because he could care less what they had to say. I mean, he had clips of them and stuff to show their idiocy and stuff, but everything with Tucker, I agreed with him most everything.
Yeah, Frank. I think that Tucker is going to be just fine. My concern is the platform, and a lot of conservatives still get their news from Fox News Channel, and you wonder what this is really all about. I got a text message from someone very deep inside Fox, and they said this is a purging of the nationalist. So that to me says there's something much, much bigger going on here. Frank, we've got to run. Appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, head down to the Todd Stearns Radio Show Lounge, where Jim Gossett is standing by.
Tucker Carlson's gone and it's an off shots. Have they lost their minds over there at Fox? Tucker Carlson's program, it was number one. Does Fox realize what they've just done? Hey, Fox, is your head full of rocks? If Tucker moves, you'll clean your clocks. Everyone who works at Fox. Rupert's boys are moving Fox to the left. You can't even talk about election theft. That weasel Paul Ryan, he runs the show. He's causing Fox News a whole lot of dough. Hey, Fox, I'm done with you, Fox. If I want to get the facts, I'll switch over to Newsmax. I'll switch over to Newsmax. Fox News has become too lax. I'll be switching to Newsmax.
All right, wow, hundreds of you are weighing in over on the Facebook page today. And I'm losing count of the number of people who have said they have canceled their Fox Nation subscription. Good for you. And you need to also delete the Fox News app while you're at it. Look, here's the challenge. It's about the communication platform, and Fox is a massive platform. I think Tucker's going to be great. If he wanted to go out and start his own media company, he would be a rock star, right up there with Megyn Kelly. And she's done very well for herself. We've done very well here. We have about 3 million people a month on the website, 1.2 million subscribers to the podcast. So, you know, we've got a pretty good size audience here, and we're growing. And I would encourage you, if you haven't already done so, head over and get our free app, because this is the key. Fox News is sending a message to its other host. You either toe the party line or you're out of here. So you're not gonna have the freewheeling conversation that Tucker was so popular for. But we do that here on this radio program, and you can download our free app so you can listen to us wherever you are in America. Now, the app is run by my radio station that I own, kwamradio.com. So go to kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com, and download the app. It's free of charge. You can also send us a shout back like so many folks have been doing today and last week as well. All right, let's get to these phones, 844-747-8868. Ron in Georgia, what say you?
Todd, I think this is an opportunity for some entrepreneurs. I think we should have some new flags made with Let's Go Fox, Let's Go Murdoch, and how about Let's Go Fox Nation?
I like that. I like that a lot. Where do you think, what do you think Tucker ought to do here, Ron? I like this. This is rather an intriguing idea. Tucker Carlson is VP for Trump.
I would be in favor of that. He is, as the lady with the little dog said, he's a fighter. And I wouldn't not change my vote.
I will say this, it's a heck of a lot better choice than Robert F. Kennedy. You know, Steve Bannon was saying that RFK would be a good choice for Trump's running mate.
Not in my book.
No, not in not mine in. Either. I don't. Ooh, somebody's been smoking the devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Ron, appreciate that call. And that's a great idea, by the way. Let's go to Joe and Ella J., Georgia. Hey, Joe, what you got for us?
Todd, I tell you what, my Facebook is full of people fed up with Fox, and they're going to Newsmax, and I know you've been on there a lot, so whatever happens, I think this will help the Todd Stearns National Show. In fact, I've had a lot of calls today, people telling me, shoot, Joe, I'm going to Todd. I say, well, Todd's fantastic. So I think, and I sort of like the idea of Tucker being vice president with President Trump. By the way, we had the Trump bus in LJ at Poole's Barbecue Saturday, and people down here are really fired up for Trump. But anyway, the main thing I want to get across to you is people really are upset with Tucker being fired, and I know that's what you're hearing. And anyway, I think this is all good news for the great Todd Stearns National Show.
Well, I will say this. We're working hard here. I've got the best team of the business working here. And, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens. We're just going to keep doing what we do every day, Joe. Appreciate that call. We've got a skedaddle. We are coming up on a break here. Folks, again, our telephone number. And what do you think about this idea? Tucker Carlson for vice president. That's intriguing. 844-747-8868. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Want to share some intel from a former colleague over at Fox, Kyle Becker. He is the CEO of Becker News Now. So many people have gotten booted out of Fox, so many good conservatives. Kyle's reporting that Rupert Murdoch himself is behind Tucker Carlson being pushed out at Fox News. Murdoch was apparently concerned over Carlson's J6 coverage. Kyle goes on to say the decision is not related to the Dominion voting system's lawsuit settlement. So there we go. We're going to keep you updated. I told you, folks, there's more to this story. We are looking at a direct assault on anyone associated with the America First movement. By the way, we mentioned Newsmax and Carl Higbee. I will be on Carl's brand new show tonight at 5 o'clock Eastern. Carl was a member of he was a Navy SEAL after 9/11, spent almost a decade fighting for America. Now Carl is fighting every night on Newsmax brand new show. You got to watch Newsmax tonight. It's going to be huge. You're going to be able to get the latest on President Trump's next big move. An incredible lineup. Greta, Eric Bolling, Jen Pellegrino, Mike Huckabee, so many more. Tens of millions have made the switch to Newsmax, and you should as well. By the way, you can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Get rid of the Fox app and replace it with Newsmax. And be sure to watch me tonight on Carl Higbee Frontline. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Ooh, sweet mercy. Charles Thorngren, CEO of Legacy Precious Metals. Charles, I could use a Diet Coke or something. It's been a busy news day around here.
Very common thought right now. There's a lot going on, isn't there?
It is insane.
And I'll be watching tonight, too. I'll be watching you tonight, Todd. I'll definitely be checking out the show.
Charles, a lot happening in the world of investment as well. Every single day I'm out there, I was, as a matter of fact, talking to somebody yesterday about making sure they were invested in gold and silver. And I was telling them about the great things you guys are doing at Legacy Precious Metals. It's important to diversify. That's the working word these days.
Absolutely. And we've been saying it for a while now. And look at, we see this recent round of job layoffs. It's just proving the point over and over again. The damage has been done. The effect of that damage is going to come to bear. So everyone needs to really have that word diversification in mind. There's been no better time to be in precious metals than right now.
As a matter of fact, you mentioned the layoffs. I mean, Disney is cutting employees from ESPN, the parks going through a second round of layoffs. I think most of the big social media platforms, Meta, just a lot of people heading to the unemployment line. And I know we have a lot of young listeners on this program, Charles, and I think they need to hear from you why it's important, even if you're young, to start laying that foundation for your retirement and for investing.
It's the most important thing to do. If you're younger, start now. That is the true benefit. When you put time on your side with your investments, the results are hands down better than waiting till later. A lot of people think I should wait until I have enough money. Let me promise you, life never gives you enough money. There's never going to be an excess amount of money, no matter what stage you are in life. You set a plan up now, you start now. What you do now reaps tremendous benefits when it comes time to retire. Time is the most important thing you have. The right asset and time, that's the true secret to becoming wealthy.
And folks, that's why we are such big fans of Charles and his group, Legacy Precious Metals, legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. And they make it so super simple. I was not one to do the investments, but they make it very easy. So For if you're a newbie like me, there's no hard sale, and you know they're going to go in and they're going to help you understand why it's important. And Charles, one of the great things you guys offer is this free gold guide. What is that? What is that all about?
It's an introduction to precious metals without having to talk to somebody first. And a lot of people find that a little bit more comforting. Most people don't want to jump into a conversation where they don't feel like they have anything to add to the conversation or even the right questions to ask. So with the goal guide, we give you, you know, substance so that you can look at it and say, okay, now I have my questions formulated. Now I know what to look at.
And again, folks, there's so much great information on the legacypminvestments.com website. You have the gold IRA, the silver IRA, or if you want to get coins. Now, Charles, I live in Memphis, Tennessee, which is not exactly the safest city in America. So someone here in Memphis might say, well, I'd love to get the coins, but do I need, you know, maybe I don't want to keep them in my house. You know, is that something? I mean, how does that all that work?
We can actually provide storage for you. And that's one of the great things what we've done. For those people who don't want to carry it in the house or don't feel secure with it, you put it into our vaulting. Our online platform will show you what you have. It'll allow you to buy and sell right there and track what you have. Stored, insured, the best, highest security that you can have with the ease of access.
You see, I just love this. And folks, again, it all starts, and you'll see this on the website, legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. It starts with education. Education first, and there is no high-pressure sales, and they're going to get you going, and it's going to be pretty phenomenal. And I have to imagine you guys have a lot of great success stories with people that are coming in and just saying, hey, you know, thanks to you guys, we were able to diversify and protect our retirement accounts.
We have. We've had a very tremendous influx of customers. You know, they listen to your show and other shows that we do, and they realize there's a need now. And that security, it makes things so much better. Most people have fear of what's going on in this economy, but this one step helps alleviate that fear. It's a tremendous thing for our customers and for us.
I got to tell you, Charles, this is what I was trying to remember. My brain is malfunctioning today. Over the weekend, Netflix, they've got a new show called How to Get Rich. So I thought, all right, I'll check this out. I was watching for about 5 minutes. I didn't hear the words diversify your platform, so I just turned it off. I'm like, I'll wait for Thorngren.
Yeah, there is no get-rich-quick schemes. They don't work.
They do not. So it's all about planning and getting prepared, and especially for younger listeners, now is a great time to do that. And you can go again to legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. And Charles, they can also call as well. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's important too. If you have questions, give us a call.
All right.
You'll see exactly what Todd's talking about. No hassle, just good information.
866-473-6204. Again, that number is 866-473-6204. And just give them a call. You may not be ready just yet, but many of you are. Or you may call in and think you're not ready, but they're going to walk you through it and you realize, you know what, I got to get started today. And that's why it's a great opportunity for you to check that out. Well, Charles, we always appreciate hanging out with you, and we'll be looking forward to talking in a couple of more weeks.
It's my great pleasure, as always. Thanks, Todd.
All right. Charles Thorngren, he is the Chief Executive Officer of Legacy Precious Metals. Love these guys. And they are so chill about it, but they know exactly what they're doing, and this is great. LegacyPMInvestments.com. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We have one line open. We're going to go right to the phones. A lot of you folks wanting to weigh in on Tucker Carlson. Again, the latest breaking news coming from Kyle Becker is that it was Rupert Murdoch himself who gave Tucker the heave-ho, and it was all over the J6 story, which sort of makes sense because we never got to see the rest of those videos. So my question is, did Tucker get the videos, or are those still in the possession of Fox? We're going to be all over that story a lot more. We'll be right back.
Don Lemon has been fired. Should have happened long ago. In all Don's years at CNN, he never had a decent show. Don slammed Nikki Haley and he angered Miss Harlow. And now they've told Don Lemon time to go.
Brutal.
Lemon, he was so petty about Nikki Haley's age. That's why his two co-hosts were sent into a rage. Lemon bombed in the nighttime, but he got another show. And he's finally been fired, like Stelter and Cuomo. Lemon, he's very bitter. CNN showed him the door. And like Jeffrey Toobin, he can handle it no more.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure we want to see Don Lemon pull a Toobin. Thank you, Jim Gossett, down at the Todd Stearns Radio Show Lounge. He's really quick with the tunes today. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Before we do that, we're going to go to Charles, but hang tight, Charles. Daily Mail has some new intel, and this is pretty important. According to the Daily Mail, this decision was made by none other than Rupert Murdoch himself, and they're saying that Tucker Carlson was blindsided by his firing. They're calling it a firing, that he learned of it this morning, which would, and we've got sources in the building that are confirming some of this intel as well. They were expecting to do a show today. We also understand that his executive producer, Justin Wells, has also been let go. And this was apparently over the J6 coverage and this lawsuit that was filed. And it's really sort of a petty lawsuit alleging there was anti-Semitism in Tucker's groups. There was a former producer who says she was subjected to sexism and bullying while working on the show. One of the things that upset the producer is there were photographs of Nancy Pelosi in a bathing suit blown up on the wall. All right, so there you go. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, WSIC. Hey, Charles, what you got for us?
Hey, Todd. Well, I've already deleted canceled my subscription to Fox Nation. I've deleted the Fox app, and I'm going to miss Tucker. And but I think he's got a good future ahead of him, and maybe it'll be a future as Trump's VP nominee. You know, who knows? I'm not opposed to that idea either. But Todd, what I want to talk about is that this just isn't about Tucker Carlson. This is an assault, just like you said, on the America First movement. Tucker is just a mouthpiece and a voice, just like Donald Trump is. But it's us that they really want to silence. And you just look what they're doing, you know, with the release of the Twitter files. You've got all the revelations that have come out about how the intel agencies, you know, came up with that. The 51 intel agencies came up with that to sway the election. It's now been admitted. You've got the whistleblower, you know, saying how the attorney general is trying to cover up for the crimes of the Biden family. And, I mean, Todd, people like you and I and the America First movement, we've got to wake up and realize that we've got to do more than just, you know, voice our anger. It's time for action. And, I just think that maybe what we should do, and I was listening to Wayne Allen Root talk about this, is that for maybe a week, maybe for 1 week, those of us in the America First movement, I don't know, 40, 50 million people, we just don't go to work. We stay home. We just like pretend that the rapture happened. If you drive a truck, you don't drive. If you're a pilot, you don't fly a plane. If you're a doctor, you don't show up. If you're a police officer, fireman, you don't show up. And if you're thinking about joining the military from one of these southern states where over half the recruits come from, you don't go volunteer. I think we need to do that for about a week to paralyze these leftists. And then after that, Todd, I'd like to see a targeted effort. And you mentioned this back when they had the vaccine mandate for something like a boycott and a strike against these leftist cities like D.C., Chicago, Philadelphia, with a list of demands. You know, going, first of all, you know, you got to quit trying to promote this trans movement, this lie about the climate change, you know, this frivolous indictment of Donald Trump. I mean, there's just a whole list of things. But I think it's time that we start using our economic and political power. And last but not least, register to vote, get active, and vote.
Well, that's a big part of it. And keep in mind, only 20% of registered voters who identify as evangelical Christians went out to vote. I mean, imagine if we had 70 or 80%, we'd be talking about landslide victories. So it's a matter of re-engaging with the political process. And I've been writing about this, turning the book in, and it'll be out sometime this fall. That's really the message here. If we want God to save the United States, we're going to have to roll up our sleeves and we're going to have to do our part. We've got to get out there and we've got to get with it. Charles?
Yeah, it takes effort. You're exactly right. But this is a concerted effort to shut up the conservative voice what they want to cut.
Got to run, Charles. Appreciate that. This, Justin, shares in Fox Corporation, that's Fox News Channel's parent company, so far today falling 5%. This is after the announcement they wiped out $690 million from its market value. You throw in the nearly $800 million they've had to pay for that lawsuit. So, again, this has nothing to do with the lawsuit. As a matter of fact, Kyle Becker's reporting is from a spokesperson at Dominion. This had nothing to do with the lawsuit settlement. So that tells me Fox News could be in some big money trouble pretty soon if they keep losing funds. So here's what I say. Keep canceling and deleting your Fox subscriptions. That's the message here. And we've got to send that message. And then I'd give them a call and say, hey, look, we're done here. And here's the reason why. All right, let's go to Cheryl in Georgia. Hi, Cheryl. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, real quick. I can't believe Tucker hung on as long as he did. It was obvious. And actually, they did him a favor because he's going to have more impact at the next place he goes. And I had also seen where their stock tanked. So good riddance. We're all, everybody's going to follow him. What is concerning to me, and I'm hoping you can shed some light on this, Todd, is that the Republicans have so many things handed to them on a silver platter, yet nothing happens. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets indicted. Nothing. And I'm just, we can, voice our opinion and do all that, but unless our Republicans, Jim Jordan does a fabulous job, but nothing happens. Like Bragg pulling Trump in. We got to play their game. And it's not a game. The thing is, it's real. You and I would be in jail if we did a tenth of any of this stuff. Why isn't anything happening?
It's a great question, Cheryl. And I will say this. You've got the Democrats out there, and they're bringing knives and nunchucks to the street fight, and we're bringing a basket of blueberry muffins. We've got to fight, and we've got to play. They're the ones making the rules. We've got to play by their rules. But the reason why nothing's getting done is because ultimately people like Kevin McCarthy are part of the establishment, and they don't want to. They don't want to punish anybody because a lot of their guys are just as guilty at doing stuff. And keep in mind, a lot of those establishment folks were just as guilty going after Trump as the Democrats were, and that's really what I suspect it's all about, Cheryl. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Folks, wow, what a day. Breaking news. And as promised, we always we blow up the show and we go with the flow. Great calls today. We're going to keep updating you on our website, toddstearns.com. So any new developments, be sure to check those out there. In the meantime, you be good, America.